This game is worth $1,000, and we're playing Can't Beat Karen with Christine, guys. Hi, Christine.
Woo! Yeah.
Good morning.
What's
up?
Good morning. Where are you calling in from today? What are you doing?
I am driving in the rain on the way to work.
Well, keep those windshield wipers on and throw Karen out of the studio, because we got to play the game.
Karen, I'm sorry, but you have to leave.
Okay, Christine. Good luck.
And there she goes.
Thank you.
Headed out the door goes Karen Carson. Christine's in the hot seat. Let's play Can't Beat Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Again, can you beat Karen? Yeah. Okay, then.
Internet, I just want to let you know, I'm holding back a sneeze with every ounce of my being.
So it could happen at any time.
It could happen at...
during Can't Beat Karen.
Start the game. I'm sorry to everybody listening.
Question number one. Who screams, yeah, at the beginning of his songs? Is it Usher or Post Malone?
Usher.
Twilight Zone is a song from what new 1027 artist? She also plays Glinda, the Good Witch.
Ariana Grande.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry were at the last World Series game. What year did they leave the royal family? Was it 2020 or 2023?
Ooh, 2020.
Sia is talking about the abusive relationship she escaped from. She sings the song Cheap Thrills or Kill Bill?
April.
And the final question for Christine. Amanda Seyfried and Sydney Sweeney walked a film festival red carpet together. They star in what upcoming movie together?
Oh, no idea.
Okay, Christine, don't worry about it because you got 4 out of 5 correct, and that's a great score.
Let's go!
Excellent. Okay. There's $1,000 on the line. If Christine can score more points than Karen, we're bringing her back into the studio because she didn't hear what happened.
Karen!
Let's do this with Karen now.
Christine, where are you driving off to in the rain right now? Let me guess, work?
I work at a school in Ozone Park.
Hey!
Nice. Just be careful driving.
Thank you.
All right, Karen, we're going to ask you the same questions we just threw at Christine. Number one, who screams, yeah, at the beginning of his songs? Is it Usher or Post Malone?
Usher.
It's Usher. You got a point.
He also says, Usher, baby.
Yes, he does. Yes. Christine got a point as well. Twilight Zone is a song from what new 1027 artist? She also plays Glinda, the Good Witch.
Oh, Ariana Grande.
Yes, everybody gets a point again. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry were just at the last World Series game. What year did they leave the royal family? Was it 2020 or 2023?
I'm going to say 2020.
Yes, it was. You got a point, and Christine got a point as well. Sia is talking about the abusive relationship that she just escaped from. She sings the song Cheap Thrills or Kill Bill?
Cheap Thrills.
Yeah. Kill Bill is SZA, not Sia.
Right.
Everybody got a point for that one. And the final question. Amanda Seyfried and Sydney Sweeney walked a film festival red carpet together. They star in what upcoming movie?
You got me. I have no idea.
You got everybody with this one. No one's heard of The Housemaid. That's the movie that's coming out with Sydney Sweeney and Amanda Seyfried. Oh. We got a 4 out of 5 tie. And in the event of a tie, by New York state law, the win goes to Karen.
Oh.
Dang it.
Karen, dang it is right.
Listen, you don't walk away empty-handed. You got tickets to see the Jonas Brothers Greetings from Your Hometown Tour at Prudential Center and a Can't Beat Karen mug.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
One more thing you got to say.
I can't beat Karen, but I tied her.
Can you beat Karen? No! Next time, then.
We're trying to help Vivica figure out why Nelson is blowing her off on New 1027 this morning. They've been dating 3 months, and Johnny, like you said, it kind of went from 100 to 0 in the last couple of days. You text him 20 times, Vivica, and he answers maybe 1 or 2 lines back, right?
Yep, pretty much.
All right. Let's see what happens.
Oh, hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hey,
what's up? Nelson here. What's going on?
Hey, Nelson, we were looking for you. This is Karen, Johnny, and Anthony from New 1027 Radio, and we're calling because you're on the radio this morning. You won a really cool prize.
Oh, can you make it quick, please? Because I'm like 20 seconds into going into a tunnel here.
Yes, Nelson, we wanted to offer you a date with your girlfriend, Vivica. We know you've been kind of blowing her off the past few days. And
no thanks.
We wanted to pay for the whole thing, a really nice night out for the two of you to reconnect.
I mean, you could pay for someone else to go with me.
Oh, no. Why? What happened?
I mean, like, do you have to talk? I mean, she's attention.
She's what?
It's a total turnoff. All she wants is all eyes on her all the time.
What?
She was dressed like a complete slut at one of her coworkers' Halloween parties. So I'm not into that.
But
total
it's Halloween, right?
I mean, sometimes a sexy costume is cute.
Well, why wasn't I invited? I want to know that.
Oh, you weren't there.
Nope. And she posted all of her half-naked ass pictures on social media everywhere. I'm just not trying to date a s***, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
Nelson.
What?
Vivica's on the phone.
Oh, Vivica's on the phone?
Yeah, I heard everything you just said.
Oh, well, why do you have it all hanging out when you're going to a party? Why do you have...
Everybody
was dressed that way. Are you blind?
Not everybody was dressed like you. You had everything hanging out. She was,
He's exaggerating.
You're asking for trouble. And you wonder why every guy hits on you, every dude hits on you everywhere you go. You wonder why.
Because I'm fly and I'm hot. I mean, duh. I don't have my boobs hanging out all the time.
You really are a dumb...
Nelson, you sound like a jealous loser.
When I met Vivica, she was dressed like how a woman should be dressed.
Oh, and what is that?
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm done with that. I'm done with that. No way.
Yo, I'm done with you. You're disgusting.
Whatever. Goodbye.
What? Oh my God, guys! Seriously,
you are happy you missed this one.
Vivica, you're a complete goodbye.
Oh, shut up! You're such a
Karen Carson in the morning on New 102.7.